The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
It's just disappointing that we don't play as hard and as consistent as we practice every day, but that gets back to leadership on the floor.
That's Rick Barnes. A day removed after Tennessee gets thumped on the head down in Athens, Georgia. That 17-point loss hopefully motivates Tennessee and puts them in the right direction for a big victory tomorrow as they continue this back-to-back road trip now in Nashville. We welcome you back, 99.1 FM. You're listening to The Sports Animal as we are out and about at Rusty Wallace Honda. On the way, find out how you can score inside the Roaring 20s. They've got Honda Accords here. LXs for just $220 a month. Tyler and Will, but we hand things over to Eric Kane. It is a UT fall practice report. And Eric Kane, I got to say, well, better say basketball report, but Eric Kane, Tennessee again. That one's going to smart, but it's one of those where if Tennessee can toughen up, they should have a doozy of a time taking care of Vanderbilt coming up tomorrow out in Nashville.
Yeah, it's a team that's struggling really bad. 500 on the season at 8-8, winless in SEC play on a four-game losing streak. That
and
being
lost their
Vanderbilt.
Best score, right? And just lost their top scorer, top scorer in the SEC.
Aaron Nesmith was leading the SEC with 23 points per game. That was fifth nationally. He's out indefinitely with a right foot injury. So, it should be, I don't want to say cakewalk, but it should be a win for Tennessee. You got to take care of some business. That'll be at 6 o'clock, 5:30. The Vol Radio Network will take over our airwaves. Now, some players to keep in mind and watch out for now. No more, the leading scorer is out. But you have Saban Lee, who stepped up into that role, 15 points a game. He had 27 against Auburn last week. Scottie Pippen Jr., I know you've heard that name before. He scored in double figures each of the last 10 ball games. This team can shoot from outside, second in the leading the SEC in three-point field goal percentage, second in made three-pointers. A lot of youth on this team, as you'd expect, but struggling right now, 8-8 on a four-game losing streak as well, but can score. Scores over 76 points per game. That defense, though, gives up about 73. So,
What do the schedule look like for Tennessee this week, practice-wise?
And so Rick Barnes will be meeting with the media later this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Tennessee will have a practice, a film study. After that, we'll practice at TBA this afternoon before heading on over to the Mid-State.
Did they take yesterday off in between the two games with a short turnaround?
To be completely honest, I'm not sure. We didn't get that in the media thing, but I would assume with the short turnaround there was some rest and a lot of film study, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So
I will tell you this. The more and more I keep watching Rick Barnes be a teacher to Jordan Bone and really helped him defensively often. And I thought maybe it was just a point guard thing, but I think it's more about just kind of being that pesky lockdown defender. He is trying to get every ounce he can out of Santiago Viscovi every single possession. It seems anytime Viscovi's touching the basketball, you can hear Rick Barnes, whether it's from the Vol Network radio microphone, whether ESPN has the courtside mic potted up just a little too loud. But Rick Barnes, if there's anybody he's trying to get the most out of and try to find the greatness out of, it's Santiago Viscovi. And Viscovi looked very soft. Now, granted, he probably had potentially the number one pick in the NBA draft guarding him last game, Will. But if that's the case, we could see something special in Viscovi. Maybe because he's just tired of hearing his coach in his ear, but play well, play tough, and perhaps maybe Rick Barnes will dial it back just a tad.
Well, that's going to be the big one for this one is keep guys in front of you. The last couple times that they've lost in the SEC, it's been an issue of guards just blowing by your guards getting into lane, making that happen. Now, you're talking about two freshmen that are out there on these guys on the perimeter, and a lot of the times you thought Lamonte was going to be the guy that was out on the perimeter on the ball guarding those guys. So you're asking a lot, and you're asking them to grow up very quickly defensively. And what you're seeing from Tennessee, I think, is what you get from a young team, guys, which is when you talk about putting that many young players on the floor, that many freshmen on the floor at a time, you're just going to get ups and downs. And that's where and you can see at times Josiah Jordan-James looks like, man, he's really locking somebody down defensively for a trip or two down the court. And then you might see one game where it just seems like for a half, where's he at defensively? And Viscovi's going to be the same way, and frankly, he's going to be even farther behind that. And that's just the difference between international basketball a little bit. So that's tough. And Tennessee's going to have those ups and downs. This is a game that you should win, that you got to go in if you want to be able to improve some things and even sniff the tournament. This is a game you've got to go get a W in.
Yeah,
and it's a terrible Vandy team.
For sure. And Rick Barnes, to your point real quick before we wrap things up, offensively for those guys like Santiago Viscovi, for Josiah James, Rick Barnes challenging those guys post-game against Georgia to get the offense kickstarted, to get it going, because they really haven't hit that wave yet, because They're letting the penetration of the defense get it, you know, before they get to half court and all that stuff. So that's something offensively that those two guys are continuing to have to work on as well. But again, Rick Barnes today at 1 o'clock. There'll be a film session. The practice shortly thereafter. We'll have audio video up on 99.1 The Sports Animal later this afternoon. Tennessee and Vanderbilt at Vanderbilt, 6 o'clock, 5:30 Eastern Time. The Ball Radio Network will take over the airwaves. That's tomorrow. Today's UT practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. You can get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online, poolsbyheritage.com.
All right, so how do the Titans knock off Kansas City on Sunday afternoon with a chance to head to the Super Bowl? And Titans fans, maybe you're halvesies right now. You got one foot on your favorite franchise, but your foot, perhaps maybe the other one, is on the Tennessee Titans. Could a Super Bowl victory officially flip you? It's okay to admit it, and will you actually admit it? Tyler, will. A lot more to get into when it comes to the Final Four in the NFL playoffs on the way. 99.1 FM, you're listening to the Esports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Lady Vols picked up a win on the road last night in Gainesville, 78-50 over Florida. Renaya Davis led the way with game-high 18 points. Tennessee shot 53% from the field in the win. Three managers have now been let go in wake of the Astros' 2017 sign-stealing scheme, as the Mets and manager Carlos Beltran mutually agreed to part ways. Beltran was hired by New York on November the 1st. College hoops scores from last night. Number 1 Gonzaga beat down Santa Clara 105-54. 22-ranked Memphis topped Cincinnati 60-49. Washington State upset 8th-ranked Oregon 72-61. And 20th-ranked Colorado got by Arizona State 68-61. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education in Tennessee. 7-11, get a check of the roads, interstates with Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning, I'm Eric Kane.
Brady in the end zone. Takes the snap. Looks. Fires. Pass. Batted up in the air. Intercepted. And returned for a touchdown, Titans. Logan Ryan.
That's how things wrapped up from Foxborough just a couple of weeks back. That's great. That's fantastic. Awesome. Good for the Titans. No way they're going to go to Baltimore and beat the Ravens a week later, right? Wrong. They did just that, and now they're in position to go to Arrowhead and do something that, you know, NFL fans and maybe even a lot of the local Titans fans will admit they didn't think they could do. First the Patriots, then the Ravens, but now maybe people are starting to buy in with Kansas City just 2 days away. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. You know, I'm glad that we actually got Mike Keith's call there from the Titans Radio Network, Will, because there's a lot of people who believe that if Tennessee's going to beat Kansas City Sunday afternoon, perhaps maybe the same game plan is going to be in place for Tennessee, and that is keeping the star quarterback on the sidelines. It's easy to say if Brady doesn't have the ball, the Patriots can't beat you. I think that actually more applies, too, with what they're doing in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. If Mahomes is on the sideline, he can't beat you, and goodness, Will, first team in NFL history just last week to be down by 20 only to turn around and win an NFL playoff game by 20 or more.
Yeah, it's... And I think maybe people are overreacting a little bit to that. It's incredible to me that no one's giving Tennessee a shot here. And absolutely no one is giving Tennessee a shot again in this game. But that was a heck of an outcome that we just watched against the Texans. And I think that if you're going to overreact to something, that's not a bad thing to overreact to. Now, it's a terrible matchup, though, isn't it, for the Chiefs? Because we've seen in two games that I've watched, the last two losses, I do believe. No, the Packers loss was there as well. But in two of the last three losses that we've seen for the Kansas City Chiefs, the game plan's been, I'm going to run the football, I'm going to use my offensive line, I'm going to use my running back, we're going to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, and that's how you get wins. Or sure. Keep the quarterback off the field, and that's how you get wins. The Colts are the ones that gave everybody that game plan, that template earlier this year, that 19-13 win.
That's a good point.
And so, and since then, when teams have done that, it's gone pretty well. Now, the problem is there aren't a lot of teams that can go out there and impose their will like that. Chiefs are not great against the run, and the Titans should be able to control the ground, the run, the ball on the ground as much as they want to. Now, what are they going to do defensively? Because some portion of this is the ground game's been great, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Derrick Henry, and I'm not trying to take anything away from that offensive line, we're not giving that defense nearly enough credit for the job that they did against an offense that was putting up 40 points every time they stepped on the field in the Baltimore Ravens, right?
And three turnovers, you're right. They should be getting a little bit more credit for slowing down Baltimore.
And it is still Brady and Belichick in the postseason.
Very true.
In Foxborough.
Very true.
And you were able to hold them to single digits, right?
Very true.
So the defense has been absolutely incredible. Now, can you continue to do that against this offense? Because the defense is going to have to be, maybe it doesn't have to be incredible. It has to be very, very good. So my big question for the Titans in this game.
I misspoke. The New England game, 13, but to your point.
Oh, it was 13. But they
shut them out in the second half.
Yeah, they did.
To the point.
They did.
If it wasn't for the pick six, there are no points scored in that second half in Foxborough.
So if I'm looking at that, if I'm looking at it, the big questions I have, can Henry go for a fourth straight game with 30-plus carries and he just puts your entire offense on his shoulders and carries it? And
is that
going to be enough against that Kansas City offense?
Okay, so we got to ask ourselves this. As us watching this game and looking at it from the outside in, if you're a Titans fan, you can't worry about what he's going to look like next year and for years to come when you start paying him. He's on an incredible run right now. Titans fans right now, I don't believe, can have their cake and eat it too, where it's how can we find a happy medium where we don't run Derrick Henry into the ground and perhaps maybe he is a lesser product in 2020. Look, it's already going. It's already blowing. Why do you stop now?
Yeah.
You hope you can ride this horse into a championship ring. So if you're a Titans fan right now, you obviously want to continue with the same game plan and hope Henry can carry you there. I'll just leave you that. Because last night when having a conversation about this game, I was going back and forth with a buddy via text. Eventually, if it turned into a FaceTime call, he just said, have we reached a point in time now as Titans fans where we just expect Derrick Henry to take us to the finish line? And I said, he's done it twice. Why not do it for two more games?
Yeah, well, you've got to at least try, right?
Yeah.
And that is the goal. So we'll see what happens here with the Titans. I can't help but think you've got to get something from Ryan Tannehill in this game. At some point, Tom, it's going to come down to Ryan Tannehill's got to go not just make a play, and I don't mean one single first down. I mean one single touchdown. Ryan Tannehill at some point in time in this game is going to have to be able to lead a drive, and can he do it?
Do you think he can actually do it this time? And I mean this time, because look at who their first two opponents are, Will. Number one scoring defense in the league, the New England Patriots. Number four scoring defense in the league, and the Baltimore Ravens. If there's any part of Kansas City's game that is suspect, it's their defense.
Oh, without question.
I mean, so if there's any game where maybe we can see Ryan Tannehill open things up a little bit, that defense, I mean, look, it's not complete lockdown. A.J. Brown's going to be able to get his looks. You're going to be able to see Adam Humphries in the slot, and can Corey Davis beat you deep? So, yeah, I admit, 60%, 65% of your offensive game plan better be getting the ball to Derrick Henry, letting number 22 try to carry you to the end zone. But if there's any time where we're going to see Tannehill move on or upgrade from 15 pass attempts against New England, 14 against Baltimore, it might be this game against Kansas City. And you know what? Frankly, he's going to might have to do it anyway, especially if, what did we say earlier in the week? 30? Titans fans believe 30 points are going to be what they need to score to be able to stay in this game with Kansas City. Guess what? Derrick Henry ain't going to get you 30 points by himself.
No, he's not. And I would look at it, too. Here's the Kansas City's defense. Rushing defense on the season, 26. Rushing yards per attempt. Yards per carry, what they give up, 28th in the National Football League. They're only tied for 14th in rushing touchdowns they give up. So it's very much bend but don't break with this Kansas City rushing defense.
There you go. So that means if you can continue to just – it's kind of like a woodpecker. Just keep just popping.
And you'll get that, but the problem is, are you going to put the points on the board? Because they've given up in – we're at 18 or 17 games right now. They've given up 14 rushing touchdowns on the season.
That's a recipe for Derrick Henry to keep just pounding
away. He's got to. I mean, he's absolutely got to. So as bad as they are against the – you know, the Titans have actually given up as many rushing touchdowns as the Chiefs have this year. So the Chiefs are terrible against the run, but they don't give up a lot of touchdowns against the run. So what do you do?
You have to implement a game plan that has Ryan Tannehill getting more involved.
He's got to lead a drive for you somewhere.
And I think Ryan Tannehill might know that, knowing that if there's any chance that he gets a future big payday, whether it's in Nashville or one of the other 31 franchises, he's got to show up in the playoffs.
Yep.
He can't be a game manager like Johnson, Dilfer, and some of the quarterbacks of the past. People question how their teams won the Super Bowl that year.
Well, this defense has been really great, like really great. Those defenses were all-time greats. Maybe the best two defenses outside of the 85 Bears.
That's fair.
The best defenses I've ever seen were the 85 Bears, the 90s Philadelphia Eagles with Reggie White and that whole crew. and Seth Joyner in that group. And then in the 2000s, though, it's been that Bucks team and it's been that Ravens team.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. It's the split. Two wins for Will, two wins for yours truly. Who picks up the deciding victory? Five burning questions we find out next here on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal. Halfway home on a Friday. Good morning. Starting lineup continues. Rusty Wallace Honda. That's where you can find us off I-75 in Callahan. Will, the sun is setting, is starting to rise here in the north side of Knoxville.
One or the other.
I can tell you right now, really, you're not kidding. I will tell you right now, I made this comment from the very first time that I actually started sitting here doing shows from Rusty Wallace Honda. It's great to finally be able to do it because no matter which way I'm coming on I-75, whether I'm heading north or I'm heading south, you can see the giant glow of the Honda sign from the interstate. And I'll tell you, you're here in my neck of the woods. This is my area, man. Central Avenue Pike Central, get you a quick bite to eat coming down this way. You can find Chad Campbell and his team here at Rusty Wallace.
And I don't care where you're at, it's easy to get to. Like, I mean, I'm in pretty deep west Knox County, and I was here in 20 minutes this morning. Like, it does not take long to get here. So if you're looking for the intersection of selection, if you're looking for the best deals, you know Honda, you know the product, you know the reliability that you get. Well, you know that it's across the board, they're going to be number one, right? You know, at the top of the ratings for cars, regardless of the class that you're looking for. How about this right now? It's like 1990s pricing. They call it roaring 20s prices. It might have been what they paid back in the 1920s. 2020 Honda Accord LX, just $220 per month. Those are like prices that I paid like when I was just out of high school of my first car that I bought in the mid-90s. That's what you're talking about, $220 a month for a 2020 Honda Accord LX or 2020 Civic LX. Only $120 per month right now at Rusty Wallace Honda. Interest rates as low as 1.9% for well-qualified customers, and you can take advantage of nearly 400 new Hondas and the largest pre-owned selection in the entire area. SUVs, they've got unbelievable deals for you. Ridgelines, they've got, if you've never driven the Ridgeline truck, if you're in the market for a truck, just get behind the wheel of this thing. That's all I'll tell you. Drive it. When you do that, you're going to absolutely fall in love with it. That car's truck's fantastic. For me, before I got a Ridgeline, I actually, my father-in-law and a friend of mine both have a Ridgeline, and when they were talking about the Ridgeline, they talked about, well, the next Ridgeline I get. And I'm like, wait a minute, the next one you get? You're like, so you're just going to go back-to-back the exact same car? And they're like, yeah, we are. And it's Rusty Wallace Honda, man. You'll love the people. This is not a high-pressure sales environment. You get top dollar on your trade. And if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they have tons of local pre-owned vehicles here at Rusty Wallace Honda that you can get incredible deals on. You'll absolutely love it. Intersection of selection, I-75, Callahan Drive.
All right, let's get into five burning questions. Let's find out who gets the deciding victory this week here on TSL.
Head-to-head, toe-to-toe, mano a mano. It's time for five burning questions. Brought to you by Life Safety Inspection. Saving lives one extinguisher at a time. It's not just a motto, it's how we do business.
All right, gentlemen, who wins the AFC Championship on Sunday?
Kansas City Chiefs do. Now, a lot of people already starting to tag me on social media about my -7.5 pick just minutes ago onto the window, but look, here's the deal. Are they going to be able to score with Kansas City? They being the Tennessee Titans. We were just speaking about Ryan Tannehill. Will needed to improve from combined stats of two games of 15 for 29 for a 160. Look, I like Tennessee, and I like what they've been able to do the last couple of weeks, proving me wrong. But eventually, you just run into a juggernaut that's better than you, and I think Kansas City's just better than Tennessee.
I picked against the Titans against the Patriots. I picked against the Titans against the Ravens. I'm going to pick against the Titans again. Me picking against this team is the best thing that could possibly happen for them, it seems like. So let's keep this thing rolling. Titans get the Chiefs are going to beat the Titans this week. I also just think you got to score 30 points plus, and I don't know where those points are going to come from.
What about the NFC Championship?
I like the Niners here. I do. I just think that defense is healthy. The receivers are finally healthy, and Kyle Shanahan in that spot, I'm going to trust a little bit better than I am going to trust Matt LaFleur. I think he takes the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands a little too much in spots like this. And so because of that, give me that defensive front that the San Francisco 49ers have right now, giving Rodgers problems, giving that running game problems, and getting the win.
it's San Francisco. The more I keep trying to talk myself into saying Green Bay is going to make this a game, and they might. If there's any pick that I made this week, I think Green Bay can keep this close with San Francisco. But last week, watching the healthy defensive players come back and punch Minnesota in the mouth, that gives me a little bit of reservation. But at the same time, I'm still going to take San Francisco to win this game. You're going to have a Niners-Chiefs Super Bowl.
All right, Sunday is National Popcorn Day. Butter or no butter on your popcorn at the movie theater?
Is this really a question right now, Five Burning Questions? As much butter as possible. Like, whenever I do my cleanse with Dr. Terry Bragg, everybody has those, like, one cravings that they always want. What's that one thing you want? Some people want a Snickers. Some people want to get a cheeseburger. I always want hot buttered popcorn from the movie. And it's got to be from the movie theater. Butter, all the butter. I don't care if it's dripping through the bottom of the bag.
Kano, that's not even butter. That's 30 weight oil. That's the...
It's delicious.
It's no butter on the popcorn. One, I mean, you're adding, like, 500 calories to the popcorn
delicious.
That you're going to eat. So, I mean, it's just like, hey, why don't you go ahead and gain a pound just by eating this popcorn? Two, it's 30 weight oil. That's not actual butter. So, no butter on the popcorn. I will tell you, the girls like butter on the popcorn, so I eat the butter on the popcorn. But otherwise, I would not go butter on the popcorn.
One of you guys are going to have to climb out of a serious hole here with two questions left and five burning.
Today he's talking about you, Will.
I'm okay. I don't care. Look, I'd rather be right.
Today is actor Jim Carrey's 58th birthday. What's the best film of Carrey's career?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
You've got to be kidding me.
That movie's spectacular.
You've got to be kidding me.
The cast is great. And also, here's the problem, though. If you go back and watch a lot of Jim Carrey, movies, like Ace Ventura does not hold the test of time. Dumb and Dumber does not hold the test of time the way that I thought it probably would. Eternal Sunshine is just a spectacular visual masterpiece of a film, and it's actually a good movie, not just a silly comedy.
I can't believe you didn't say something like the number 23. I knew you were going to do, like, awful take. I didn't know you were going to do that. The correct answer is Liar, Liar. The color of this pen that I hold in my hand is royal blue. I mean, you can take Dumb and Dumber into consideration, but if you talk about quotable lines, it's the claw. The claw's going to get you. Here comes the claw.
The mask is also does not hold the test of time when you try to watch
Cameron
the mask
Diaz,
now.
That is the hottest she has ever looked in any movie. And how many kids never said P-A-R-T, why? Because I gotta. Or yell smoking when they were running across the recess.
Yeah, they did.
Playground.
It does not hold the test
okay.
of time.
Correct answer is Liar, Liar.
All right, Vol basketball or Vandy, who do you have tomorrow night?
Give me Tennessee with a nice little rebound performance against Vanderbilt. I would still take Tennessee even if they hadn't just lost their leading scorer. My thing with Tennessee is I don't see Rick Barnes allowing trends like this to continue. So do I think it's going to be a pushover game? No. Do I think Tennessee's going to have their way like Arkansas did with Vanderbilt a couple nights back where they won by 20? No. Tennessee gets the win, but this is going to be one of those gut check times. Stopping losing streaks. This is what this team's going to be about
this
year.
I actually think Tennessee's going to control this game pretty well. I think this is going to be a 10-12 point win for Tennessee. It's not going to be what Arkansas did to them, but it is going to be Tennessee controls this game. I don't know where the points come from Vanderbilt, and I think that the perimeter defense will be locked down. The on-ball defense will be locked down for Tennessee in this game like it was not against Georgia.
Go ahead, Kaner. Just destroy him with the buttered popcorn. Just destroy him.
Well, I'm not going to destroy him, but here's the thing. I don't go to the movies that often, but when I do, I go all out. Therefore, I'm going to get butter on the popcorn.
You put Pennzoil on your popcorn?
I'm going to make the experience just fantastic. So, easy dub for Tyler today, in my opinion.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Kaner. I feel like I finally earned one of these.
That's gross, dude.
Speaking of buttered popcorn, do you think we can go have Tom Tunnell go get some popcorn before they fire?
This is real popcorn they have here.
This is delicious, though.
This is real popcorn they have here. At Rusty Wallace Honda. And it really is. I never tried it. I walked in here 100 times. I never tried the popcorn. And one time Brian Rice is like, it's the best popcorn in East Tennessee. And I'm like, excuse me, sir? It is the best popcorn in East Tennessee. It's fantastic.
I'm just going to let you know right now, most people enjoy purchasing vehicles for the new car smell. I just want to buy a new Honda just so they can do the Rusty Wallace Honda popcorn smell in the car. It just smells of like delicious popcorn. Tunnell, let me know if it's good. Well, of course it is because they don't have the heater on, yeah. Tom Tunnell. Hey, shouts to Chip over at Life Safety Inspections, helping us out with Five Burning Questions.
LSITN.com for Life Safety Inspections. Folks, those fire extinguishers in your home or in your business, most likely they're made in Mexico. They have a 30% fail rate. Life Safety Inspections can get you into an American-made model with a 0.001% fail rate. Oh, by the way, they're cheaper. LSITN.com for Life Safety Inspections.
Kaner, just humor me. What is your favorite Jim Carrey movie of all time?
I'd have to go with Liar Liar, probably. So, you know,
really?
I agree with you on a number of things this
morning.
You're
such a Christmas guy. I swear, I thought you were about to hit me with the Grinch.
I'm not a big Grinch guy, though, to be honest. Big Christmas guy, not a big Grinch guy.
The Grinch movie is kind of terrible. So it's also like what should be a half hour, and it's really, really long.
Also, Unpopular take, don't like Elf. I know this is not Jim Carrey. I'm just saying that we're on Christmas.
But you know what? That's the proper take. That's an unpopular take, but that's a proper take.
You know what? I'm going to hit you with three Jim Carrey movies quickly, and we're going to break. Okay. Overrated, underrated. Ready? Me, Myself, and Irene.
Underrated.
Really?
Okay, I don't think people think that's a good movie, and it's fine. It's not a great movie or a good movie, but it's fine.
Man on the Moon.
Overrated. The performance was great. The movie was not great.
Fun with Dick and Jane.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Yeah, pass.
Okay.
It's overrated.
Okay.
Skip. That was a cash grab.
Yeah.
And he got my money.
Have you gone back and tried to watch Ace Ventura or The Mask in
recent
years?
Still great. Oh, I saw The Mask like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, see, I cannot watch them now. Like, the test of time, it's not there for me.
They call me Cuban Pete, and King of Rumble Pete, when they play the maracas,
Ivins
they
is
go
dancing.
Chick,
Chaz
chick,
is going to come
chick,
in here
chick,
and kick us out for Ivins dancing. Into
well,
the
cool. He's at least going to get a great start bench cut to do while he's at it. 99.1 FM. You're listening to the Sports Animal. More to come.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, it was a win for the Lady Vols on the road in Gainesville last night, 78-50 over Florida. Renai Davis led all scores, 18 points. Tennessee 53% from the field in the victory. Around the NBA, the Bucks topped the Celtics 128-123. Golden State fell to Denver 134-131 in OT. Clippers beat the Magic 122-95. Phoenix beat the Knicks 121-98. In college football, LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda is reportedly the next head coach at Baylor. New Orleans police have issued an arrest warrant for Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. on the complaint of simple battery. Video surfaced of Beckham slapping a police officer on the backside during an LSU locker room celebration following the national championship victory. And in the NFL, agent Drew Rosenhaus has terminated his contract with Antonio Brown until the free agent receiver seeks counseling. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education in Tennessee. 7:42, get a check of the roads. Pete Michaels traffic. That'll be in 15 seconds. Hold on for it. Good morning, I'm Eric Kane.
Tannehill, play fake, rolling near side. He can run it in there. Touchdown, Titans. Tannehill on the boot.
Mike Keith, Titans Radio Network. Sunday, 3 o'clock kickoff. The Tennessee Titans have an opportunity to do something they haven't done since the 99-2000 season. That is advance to the Super Bowl. We welcome you back. Rusty Wallace Honda is where you can find us. I-75 in Callahan. We're sitting here walking, looking outside. Beautiful dealership here. And we got that new fresh popcorn smell now.
Yeah.
You can actually smell it. You can cut it. It's delicious. I don't want to chew with the microphone on, but I'm going to tell you this is exactly how you get it. Okay.
So here's the thing, too. The deals right now are like legit. It's like car payments from the 90s, and it's 30 years later. 2020 Honda Accord LX, just $220 per month, or a 2020 Civic LX, just $120 per month. Interest rates as low as 1.9% right now at Rusty Wallace Honda, and almost 400 new Hondas, and the largest pre-owned selection in the entire area, all right here at Rusty Wallace Honda.
LL Cool Guy says, in my opinion, in 1999, I think the transition from the Oilers was still pretty fresh, and I believe it or not, majority of the Titan fans at the time were still in Texas. That being said, I agree. They win the Super Bowl, Titan merch and fans will go through the roof. I feel like it has some now, but not at the max ability yet.
You're probably right. I do think that they need something like this. It's just the Titans are the state's team, but it's never been the state's team. So getting to the Super Bowl here, when Peyton Manning's no longer a superstar in the National Football League and he's not playing, Eric Berry is, it hasn't played football in about a year.
Right.
Jason Witten looks like he's on the back end. It would be very big for the Tennessee Titans to be able to just kind of unite the entire state around that one NFL franchise. For the people who don't have an NFL team that they're dyed-in-the-wool fan of, that would be, I think getting to the Super Bowl again would be much bigger than when they got to the Super Bowl in 2000.
Now, all this talk about Ryan Tannehill, I don't like living in the world of hypotheticals. You've worked with me long enough, so I'll bring it up here.
But hypothetically,
I'm going to step into a uncomfortable zone here. Ryan Tannehill leads the Titans to the Super Bowl. Obviously, you're going to extend him if they win it. Is Ryan Tannehill a win away from getting himself a guaranteed bona fide deal from the Tennessee Titans?
I think most people think he was going. Like, I thought it was just almost a lock that he was there anyway. And then what are the numbers for the last two playoff games, Ryan Tannehill combined?
15 of 29 for a 160.
when you've run the ball and should be able to go play action that much, and that's what the number is that you're looking at. So it makes me wonder, okay, are they going to lock him up long term? But if he gets to the Super Bowl, you're hard-pressed to move away from him if he gets you to the Super Bowl.
Right. So immediately I ask myself, if you're Ryan Tannehill, are you going to be that guy where this stretches well into the offseason because you're looking for that? I mean, look, you've already got enough money that's going to take care of your grandkids just based on the contract you signed out of A&M, okay? But clearly you'd like a little bit more, all right? Maybe you need another private jet, or maybe you want to upgrade your current jet that you have. Is Ryan Tannehill the type of guy where he's found a little bit of success, where he's going to try to hang the Titans by their toenails? It's very clear that they need to position themselves to make sure Derrick Henry's a happy man.
Well, and you're right. What does the agent look for in this contract, and what does he look?
He's going to make this messy.
You're not giving him $25 million a
year. Absolutely not.
You're not giving him $20 million a year.
They're talking right now, Will, that they're going to be talking about a contract of 5-118 or 5-120.
Yeah, there's no chance.
You're not paying Ryan Tannehill $20 million.
Yeah, I don't even just get out of my facility. I don't even want you here.
Yeah,
like if you do that, just insulting at that point. But so the idea, I'm sure what they're trying to frame this as is Nick Foles. Look what Nick Foles got from Jacksonville. We want something similar. Yeah. That was a horrible contract. Just because Jacksonville makes bad decisions doesn't mean the Titans should also make bad decisions. So if he wants the Case Keenum, where I've got 2 years, $29 million, and that back end is a poison pill for about 10, and he's getting $19 million the first year, I would be willing to have that conversation if I'm the Titans.
All right.
But I'm not willing to have a conversation for anything that has a 2 in front of it.
All right, we've talked a lot about the Titans, and rightfully so, with their matchup against the Chiefs. I feel like we've spent no time talking about the rematch between San Francisco and Green Bay. When they met back in Week 12, San Francisco all over Green Bay. My question to you simply is, all Aaron Rodgers has said since that loss is, give me another opportunity. I want another crack by the Bay in California. I'm a California guy. This won't happen a second time. I agree with Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to get blown out of the water a second time. And, heck, they might even cover the 7.5. But are you buying right now that Green Bay has enough for the San Francisco's defense to actually make another Super Bowl?
They have enough. They have enough. I do wonder, though, this coach in this spot, usually a guy in this spot has to learn some lessons. Mm-hmm. And I know that that Rodgers and Adams and some of these guys have been in this spot before. This, you know, Matt LaFleur has not. So let's see what this looks like for let's see what it looks like for Rodgers, and let's see what it looks like for LaFleur in this game. They 243, 2 touchdowns is what Rodgers went for last week. He's got to do better than that. He's got to be closer to what he was against Detroit, which is 323. You got to have Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. not just Aaron Rodgers who throws for 240 but doesn't burn you. And you win with a balanced attack because you have an improved rushing attack this year. That's not going to get it done against the San Francisco team. Rodgers has to be Rodgers, and I think you've got to go for 300-plus yards here.
Clearly the networks want Mahomes versus Rodgers. I mean, you got yourself two MVPs.
I think San Francisco will be fine, too, just because how stupid the number could be with San Francisco.
And there's no way the underdog story of the Titans is going to draw any attention whatsoever.
Not the same. Well, I mean, there's a reason that – like I said, look, even in the state of Tennessee, the Titans aren't the number one team, right?
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to think from a national standpoint. People are going to watch the Super Bowl, but is there anybody out there who's going to be like, good, just
but there's
from
a different
Kansas
level
City.
If you get Rodgers versus Chiefs, if you get, and it's Rodgers versus Mahomes, and maybe it's the passing of the torch. Or if you get the Niners, who are a historic, you know, a national franchise, an historic franchise, versus the Chiefs would be, and Patrick Mahomes, new money versus old money. That would be an interesting story.
Not even the monster
if
of Derrick Henry.
If it's the Titans, though, we would all be excited around here. But I do think nationally there's a reason why you can't get Jim Nance and Tony Romo to talk about the Titans even when the Titans are winning a game.
But even like the emergence of King Henry.
That's not doing anything for anybody.
Okay.
Because running backs aren't stars anymore.
What do I know?
I mean, it's not, but it's not Walter Payton. It's not Eric Dickerson. It's not Barry Sanders.
Yeah, but he's doing things.
Emmitt Smith's not walking through that door. Running backs aren't stars anymore.
Yeah, but Will, but the numbers you're bringing up, comparing him to what he's done the last couple of weeks, is putting him in the same category.
Oh, I agree. I just don't think that running backs aren't stars anymore. Who's the star running back?
Who's a star running back in the NFL right now? Le'Veon Bell.
Is he a star running back, though? He's not a star as far as, like, kids aren't. He's not a star like Walter Payton, Eric Dickerson, Earl Campbell, Emmitt Smith, and Those guys.
Okay, what about Zeke Elliott? What about Saquon Barkley?
I don't know. I don't think those guys are stars like that. I think the 10th most popular quarterback is more popular than the most popular running back in this day and age. And time was that isn't the case, but it's a quarterback-driven league now, and that's who we make stars of. So I just don't think – I think Ezekiel Elliott, Tom Bridges just mentioned that.
Christian McCaffrey.
He might be the number one guy that is the most known. I think Christian McCaffrey can walk around West Town Mall with his pants around his ankles so nobody know who he is, right? So it's just a weird place that we're in right now. That running backs aren't stars, and the Titans, it's a running back that's carrying them offensively. So maybe it makes him into a superstar. Who's the last superstar we had as a running back? I don't think Falk was.
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson
and
probably.
And Adrian Peterson's shadow is getting dimmer and dimmer every year.
And so Adrian Peterson probably was. But, I mean, goodness, that's what one we've had probably in the last 15 to 20 years.
And that
years?
Was when AP was doing his.
It was when he was all day, right?
Yeah. I'm coming back from an ACL tear in 8 months. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Are you a machine?
Before he took a switch to his kid, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but you're right. That was the last one that we've seen. It's just because it's such a quarterback-driven league that's all that you watch SportsCenter. That's all the stories are about. And when the Tide's going 7-14, unfortunately, the national networks don't want to talk about the Titans, even though they should.
If you're wanting to talk numbers, here's a nugget for you. Will West... yesterday morning, gave the victory to whoever picked him in the game. So if you're looking for winning streaks, if you're looking for somebody who can help you pick up a $20 gift card to Hound Dogs, you might want to pick Will West next when we play the game. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. I've been awful with my picks to the window. I haven't been getting people gift cards to Hound Dogs this week. Pick Will West. I repeat, as we say goodbye to hour number two from Rusty Wallace Honda, pick Will West next on the game here on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal.